And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. 200 years ago today, on June 24th, 1812, Napoleon's Grand Army began its fateful march into Russia. Now, three very important things came out of that invasion. The first was the eventual downfall of Napoleon. The second, Tolstoy's War and Peace. And the third was this. This is actually one of the most recognizable pieces of music ever made. It's Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture. Now, most of us are familiar with the climactic, cannon-pounding finale that comes about 17 minutes in. We usually hear that on the 4th of July, and we'll fast forward there in a moment. But first, we asked writer and composer Jan Swafford to explain the story behind the 1812 Overture. Almost 70 years after Napoleon's invasion, the then Tsar, Alexander II, commissioned Tchaikovsky to write a piece commemorating the event.
Well, this is a piece that is almost cinematic, even though cinema hadn't been invented yet. It's a point-by-point depiction of the story. So at the beginning, you hear this very beautiful hymn. And it represents the point at which the Tsar asked the whole country, when the French were approaching, to pray. And then it goes into the approach of the French. And then you have this sudden cinematic cut. And this represents the people in the villages, the poor peasants trying to absorb what to do, and they're praying. And then the battle music starts up again, and there's an absolute conflagration of Russian tunes against French tunes. It's almost a battle of the bands, literally. The 1812 Overture. There's a kind of defeat of the Marseillaise, the French, and these teeming, whirling strings. And then you hear the triumphant Russian march. With underneath it, a song called God Save the Tsar. Because the whole thing that they said at the time was, we prayed for God to help us, and he did. And that's what everybody knows won the war. Tchaikovsky was not self-critical, he was self-loathing. And he thought the piece was a bunch of junk and completely disavowed it and was just considered it a kind of noisy, patriotic piece that he could do. The thing is that he did things like this very, very well. And the piece is fantastically well scored. It's really beautifully done. There's a kind of Russian genius for orchestration, and from those cellos, divided cellos and violas in the beginning, playing this throaty, profound Russian hymn all the way to the big celebratory quality of the end. And it's really a great piece of work.
Well, here's a question. Why do we hear the song on the 4th of July? This is about Russia defeating Napoleon. Why? What does it have to do with the War of Independence here in the U.S.?
And music that's Russian to the core. You know, it really is. Well, two things. Arthur Fiedler in the 70s, I think 77, started doing it with the Boston Pops, and it was a gigantic success. And after all, it's a piece that it has fireworks built in. So in that sense, it's a natural. And it has sort of enormous patriotic celebratory quality, no matter what it's celebrating. And then, you know, by the time it comes around and the fireworks of the 4th of July, everybody's pretty drunk anyway, and it's a fantastic climax for the evening with this explosion of joy and fireworks and cannons, and, you know, what could be better?
We are all celebrating Napoleon's defeat at the hands of the Russians, and yet it happens on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
It's sort of weird.
Most people don't know that at all.
That's Jan Swafford. He teaches at the Boston Conservatory.